With less than 3 weeks to go before the New Hampshire presidential primary, a new WMUR CNN poll this week shows Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Bernie Sanders both extending their leads among likely voters there. At the same time, a new WBUR poll shows the biggest group of voters in New Hampshire, undeclared voters, could give Sanders and Republican John Kasich a boost, though the undeclared also remain open to changing their minds. We asked our political analysts what all this might mean. Democrat Dan Payne joined us from Arizona. Republican Todd Domke was in the studio. First up, Todd, on what's driving Kasich's popularity among undeclared voters in New Hampshire.
Well, John Kasich seems like the only moderate in the Republican field. He has special appeal to independents because the other candidates have all gone far right, very partisan in their rhetoric. So he stands out as the pragmatist, as someone who believes in the traditional conservatism of balanced budgets, and he hasn't been in the crossfire. So there are still moderates in New Hampshire and many independents, and they're tired of partisan politicians insulting each other.
Donald Trump, the bad news for Trump in the WBUR numbers is that undeclared voters don't at all seem to be taken with him. Do you find that surprising, Dan?
Not really. New Hampshire may seem conservative compared to Massachusetts, but it's liberal compared to places like Iowa, Texas, or Florida. Trump's anti-Muslim, anti-Mexican, anti-woman comments don't play well in New Hampshire. And his endorsement by Sarah Palin the other day is surely a disaster for his chances in New Hampshire.
All right, let me ask about the WMUR-CNN more horse racy poll on the GOP side. It has Trump with a big lead, 20 points, with Ted Cruz quite far behind in second place, and the third place tie between Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. Is there much hope for Cruz, Bush, and Rubio in New Hampshire, Todd?
I think so. I mean, it's been such a demolition derby. We don't know who will survive in that so-called establishment lane. But second or third place is extremely important in New Hampshire. A strong showing by one of these candidates could launch that candidate as the moderate conservative alternative to Trump and to Ted Cruz.
All right, let's talk about the Democrats. It seems like all bad news, again, for Hillary Clinton. The WMUR poll shows Bernie Sanders at 60%, with Clinton at just 33%. The WBUR poll shows Sanders is way more popular with independents than Clinton is. Dan, what's the problem with Clinton in the eyes of New Hampshire voters with just weeks to go before primary day? And can she overcome this in New Hampshire?
Well, I think she's suffering from Clinton fatigue. She or Bill Clinton have been on New Hampshire ballots four times. Voters in general don't find Hillary Clinton trustworthy or particularly likable. Bernie Sanders has a style of talking that's blunt, and he blames Wall Street for all of the nation's ills. Hillary Clinton's speaking style is nuanced and programmatic. She thinks about the consequences and costs of various proposals. Bernie Sanders doesn't trouble himself with how his policies will get implemented. She can overcome this if she's willing to go after Sanders on what his policies would cost. The Wall Street Journal put a price tag on his ideas, you know, free college, Medicare for all, higher taxes, and the number they came up with is $18 trillion over 10 years.
Todd, do you think at this point the Clinton campaign is just playing to come close to Sanders in New Hampshire on primary day there instead of beating him?
Well, I bet Clinton's strategists would be thrilled if she just lost narrowly in New Hampshire. Then they could blame the fact that Sanders lives in a neighboring state of Vermont. But it's not as if they can start driving down expectations by telling the media they expect to lose. That wouldn't help.
Dan?
Well, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, but being close can be okay in primaries where the idea is to stay in the game. In 2008, Barack Obama lost many states to Hillary Clinton, like California, New York, Ohio. She stayed in the game all the way to the convention. She knows she's not going to win every primary or caucus. The goal is to stay in the ring and keep fighting.
Todd, in the national polls, Clinton still leads Sanders by a wide margin. So is a loss to Sanders in Iowa followed by maybe a deep loss to Sanders in New Hampshire survivable? Is there a path forward if she busts in Iowa and New Hampshire?
Well, it should probably keep her lead at national polls. But if she shrinks to single digits, she would look weak and maybe even doomed. You know, if Sanders beats her, how could she then say, but Bernie can't win except against me?
You know, I've been saying for weeks that she can survive Iowa and New Hampshire. Both are small and overwhelmingly white, 90% plus white. Non-white voters, especially African-Americans and Latinos, are the core of the Democratic Party. And once states with that kind of profile begin to pop up, I think she'll be in better shape. I believe she thinks she'll be in better shape.
Okay, thanks to our political analyst for joining us this morning, Democrat Dan Payne. Thanks, Dan.
Always glad to be with you.
And thanks to Republican Todd Domke. Thank you.
Good to be with you, Bob.